The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Aleph that if a person is Shechit B'Shabbos, it's considered a Shechita Shein Eruya. It's considered a Shechita which is not a Roy Dik Shechita L'Gabi Dal V'Hei and other Inyanim, but that's only if you hold the Maisa Shabbos is Aser B'Achila Min Atara. That if you hold that, if you cook in Shabbos, you do some Melacha Aser in Shabbos, it's Aser Min Atara, then that would make it a Shechita Shein Eruya. But if you hold that it's only Aser Midar Rabbanon, then that would be considered a Shechita Eruya because Min Atara, it is considered a shechita ruuya, like the Gemara says later on, towards the bottom of the Amud, Pligi Bar Bachar Ravina, Chad Amar Maaseh Shabbos D'Oraisa, V'Chad Amar D'Rabbanan, and it's Mavur for the Gemara that if you hold the Maaseh Shabbos is only Asa Midrabbanan, then Shechita B'Shabbos would be considered shechita ruuya, because Midrabbanan, it's right, the fact that it's Asa Midrabbanan does not make it into a shechita Shein Ruuya. Now the Kasha is that Reb Chaim asks his Kasha, this is in a letter that he wrote to Reb Issa Yehuda Malin, that it's Mashem from the Rambam, the Rambam understood based on other Gemaras that even Issa D'Rabbanan can be considered a shechita she'ein ruya. So how could he say that the shechita Issa D'Rabbanan is a shechita she'ein ruya? L'chor it's mavur in our Gemara that Issa D'Rabbanan, if Maaseh Shabbos is only Asa Midrabbanan, that would be considered a shechita ruya. So how do you miyashiv those other Gemaras in the Rambam with this Gemara? And Reb Chaim says the Gemara Gehezra in the Issa of Maaseh Shabbos, if you hold Maaseh Shabbos D'Rabbanan, he says that avada there's no raya from here that a Issa D'Rabbanan doesn't make something a shechita she'ein ruya. Avada and Issa D'Rabbanan and Issa D'Rabbanan could make something into shechita she'ein ruya. If Midrabbanan it's aser, that would create an iser, that would create a din of shechita she'ein ruya. But that's only if the Issa D'Rabbanan is an iser in the chafta or chalais on the chafta itself that the aser this chafetz Midrabbanan. But he says Maaseh Shabbos is different. Maaseh Shabbos is unique because the aside of the iser of Maaseh Shabbos is not the pshat that they asked the chafza. They didn't say that if you cooked on Shabbos, the food becomes a chafza di isur midrabbanan. That's not the pshat. What they said is that you can't be nena for Maaseh Shabbos. You can't benefit. You can't get hana because of the malachi did on Shabbos. And mainly you can't eat it because by eating it, when it was cooked on Shabbos, you're being nena for the malacha of the bishul on Shabbos. But it's not an iser achila per se. It's not an iser in the chafza. It's just that eating this chafza is a chitimtza of being nena from the maisa that was done on Shabbos. So he says, when there's no Isser Chafza, just an Isser to be nana from the Davar, then that Isser D'Rabbanan can't make it into Shechita Shein Ruya. But when they actually asked the Chafza itself, that would be considered a Shechita Shein Ruya, even though it's only Asa Midrabbanan. But it's a word from Reb Chaim, like Baal Gechiddush, that the Isser, my Isser Shabbos, behold, it's only Midrabbanan, is not an Isser Chafza, they didn't ask the Chafza of the food, it's just a Yichitimsa of getting Hana from the Chafetz, and you can't do something that will give you Hana from the Chafetz that became Asa. And based on this aside of Reb Chaim, his son, Reb Chaim's son, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, when he came to America, wanted to use this to say Gevaldike Chiddush Halacha L'Maisa. So when he came to America at that time, unfortunately, it was very common that many of the kosher bakeries would bake on Shabbos. Now, obviously, you can't eat from the food that was baked on Shabbos. That's a that's going to be Maisa Shabbos. But the question was, what about the food that was baked during the week? So people would be eating the food that was baked during the week. And certain Rabbanim Ramayah, there should be a problem because it's baked in kalim that were used for Maaseh Shabbos, and just like Maaseh Shabbos is Aser, the kalim of Maaseh Shabbos should also be Aser, based on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that the kalim of Maaseh Shabbos are Aser because of Blias, and Mimela should be Aser to eat the food even during the week because it's baked in kalim of Maaseh Shabbos. So Reb Moshe Soloveitchik wanted to be Mechadish based upon the Chiddush of his father, that Maaseh Shabbos is not an Isser Chafza, just an Isser, don't be Nana from Melacha that was done on Shabbos. So he said, if it's not an Isser Chafza, there's not going to be Blias on Maaseh Shabbos. Not like the Magen Avraham, Lefi HaRab Chaim is only in the Rambam, there would not be a din of Blias because there's no Isser Chafza over here. Blias come from the Isser Chafza, and there's no Isser Chafza over here, it's just a din not to be Nana from the Maaseh Shabbos. And over here, the fact that even though the Blias of the Maaseh Shabbos go into the Kalim, but I'm not being nana from the Issa through those Blias because I don't want the Blias. Nobody wants to eat Blias. It's not something that you want. That's not considered being nana from the Malacha. When you eat the food itself, you're being nana from the Malacha because if not for the Bishul, you wouldn't have the food. But the Blias, the person doesn't want the Blias. You have no care for the Blias. So the fact that they're there will not be a problem. If there's an Issa Chafza, then it doesn't make a difference where your Kavanah is. Your Be'etzim eating Blias of Davar Asa, that would be a problem. But if Be'etzim, there's no Issa Chafza over here. Just don't do something which is being nana from the food, Alidei Melacha Shabbos, that is not considered to be nana Melacha Shabbos through the Blias, because I don't need the Blias, I don't want them, it's not adding any hana to me, and based upon that, he was mitzadet lahakel to be matir, the food of the bakeries, the baked on Shabbos during the week, because there would not be an Isser Blias, that was a Gevalik HaChiddush, but Al-Kapanim, that's all based on the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, based on our sugya, that the din of Isser Shabbos, Maaseh Shabbos, if it's Asam Midrabbanan, is not an Isser in the Chafza, it's only a Chitimtza for allowing yourself to be nana from a Melacha that was done on Shabbos.